In the next module, we talked about the selection of therapy for patients with locally advanced unresectable pancreatic cancer and for first-line metastatic disease. We presented another case from the working group of a 56-year-old man with locally advanced unresectable pancreatic cancer who was treated with FOLFIRINOX and achieved a good response but had to discontinue therapy after 3 months due to intolerance. The patient continued with chemoradiation, but 1 month later presented with malignant ascites. In our symposium, I asked Dr. Philip if he'd come across this scenario and to comment on how long he continues induction therapy.
Yeah, I've done it so long that I've seen everything. Not bragging. But yes, it can happen. But I have to really give you a word of caution. Ascites alone, unless you prove it's malignant,
Agree. Don't
think it's malignant.
Agree.
Always. Because it could be something vascular. So you're doing all these things, radiation, surgery, no surgery here, but you always have to rule out the fact that was this really a malignant ascites. It could be portal circulation problem.
So you've seen that? So transudate from portal vein obstruction.
Yes, so you always have to think about that, not just jump into the conclusion this is malignant, because it may be that ultimately it's not a good thing anyway, but you have to know that. So it can happen. It's not typical the way this patient has progressed. You're absolutely right. In terms of the chemoradiation, when do I do it in a situation like this? I personally like to give the maximum amount of systemic exposure. And in my book, this is really 4 to 6 months of treatment. I have stopped earlier, 4 to 6 months, but I also stopped earlier. But in this patient who's not tolerating well, the FOLFIRINOX could have been downgraded to like a doublet could have been done and continue with more treatment. That's also a possibility. In locally advanced unresectable patients, in my practice and the recent LAPAC trial that we did, it's 6 months of treatment and then you decide on what to do afterwards in terms of the chemoradiotherapy. But I think anything after 4 months, really, you can start to use the chemoradiotherapy in someone who's simply fed up or unable to tolerate the chemotherapy.
Margaret?
I was going to say, we did an interesting study once where we were looking at the kinetics of CA19-9, how rapidly it declined. And we discovered, much to our surprise, that patients who had very, very rapid decline in CA19-9 actually had a shorter survival than patients who had a slower decline in CA19-9. So we weren't comparing this to response or anything, but it kind of speaks to there must be something biologically different about the people who have really, really rapid and fast responses to therapy. Maybe somehow there's a more enriched stem cell component or something. You could posit all kinds of things.